It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, we are thrilled to have back on the Dolly McCarthy Show, John Party, one of my favorite songwriters, is joining us now from the road. Hey, John.
What's going on?
Well, we're thrilled to have you back on the show. Where are you calling in from? I know you're on the road.
I'm somewhere in West Virginia.
Okay. In the beautiful hills of West Virginia. Are you going to be performing somewhere near there in the next few days or week?
No, I mean, I'm playing a show at, it's called Clarksburg, West Virginia. It's pretty, right? We're at a really pretty little amphitheater.
Oh, good. Great. Well, we are thrilled to have you back on the show. I heard you just received an award not too long, maybe at the CMA Music Fest, for your Up All Night song. That's now the first top 10 song of many to come,
yeah.
Right? So how was that?
It was awesome. It was amazing. You know, so we made gold, and they got me a gold plaque. And my label's so sweet. They made, like, a super big gold plaque, you know, like, because we're all, like, happy about it. You know, it's been 3 years of hitting hard on the road and really trying to get the music out there. So when you sell that much and you're still trying to make it, you know, it's a big deal. And so it was really cool to get that award, and the Capitol Records was super excited, and it was just awesome, man. Everything was awesome about it, and you know, the fans made it happen, so it's just really cool.
Yeah, well, that is a great song, and you've got another song that came out earlier this year, What I Can't Put Down. We're going to play that a little later in the show, as we did last one. We got to get some more of your songs on this show, but the music video just came out for that one. And tell us about that one. Is that kind of an interactive video? How does that work?
Well, no, well, there is an interactive video that we did, which is really cool. I actually went and watched it yesterday. I sat down and watched it. You can, like, pick the white background or the black background, blonde, brunette. And that's if you go to johnparty.com. You can go look at it. But the official video, CMT just added it. They loved it when they first saw it, and you know, it's cool. It's got kind of goes with the song. We dressed up and did it all, had some fancy suits on, and it was a lot of fun.
How are you? Are you writing when you're on the road? Are you writing and visualizing the next music video or the next album?
So we're starting to work on the next album. We got time, but we don't have that much time just because of my schedule. But I'm always thinking, I'm always writing, I'm always thinking about something for the next album. I got the gears turning, we got some cool stuff going on. I still got some old songs that didn't make the first record that we're going to put on the second record. So it just matters keeping going. I got a couple new songs I'm really excited about we just wrote this year. So.
Mm-hmm. And you're having some fun. I see that you were on an episode of The Bachelorette. What was that like for you?
It was awesome. The Bachelorette people were really cool. Everybody was really cool. They loved the performance, and it was pretty cool. Like, it was kind of surreal. You know, that's a big show, and like, I knew it was a big show, but I didn't know how many people watched it. Like, even my friends, they're like watching it with their girl. You know, they had to sit through and watch it with their girlfriends, but they watched it. So they did a great job, and it's a fun show. I would never be on it as a contestant.
I was just going to ask you, any chance we could see you as a bachelor on there?
No, I wouldn't even want to be considered as on The Bachelor. Like, you know, it's just too much, man. The girls are awesome, so I'd hate to have to, you know, pick and choose them like a, I don't know, you're just like, oh, no, you're cooler than another person. And then have to let him go. I don't know. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to fall in love in such a short period of time, or at least
real
love.
Yeah, in a way, everybody'd watch.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't do it like Juan Pablo did it, though, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Well, you know, when we talked to you last time, you were telling us how you started playing guitar at a real young age. Your grandmother was a big influence. You know, are you living the dream? Are you living what you've always wanted to do? Are you happy? What would be another thing on your bucket list of things to do?
I don't really have bucket lists. I do, but you know, I've always wanted to do this, and you know, it's just really hard. You know, everybody thinks it's easy, but it's not. It's a really hard job. Like, I mean, these people go their job that are hard work too, but they get to go home every night and see their family, and that's one thing that the road and this life that you really don't get. You get to miss out on a lot of stuff, and that's the only like kind of sad part about this. But for the most part, all my family is really supportive, and you know, we all get together, and everybody's proud, and then it keeps you going. It keeps you wanting to get bigger, and then you just set goals for you. You know, to get bigger, sell more tickets. You know, sell more albums, and it all takes work. You know, and it was just I'm in it to win it now. There ain't no turning back. I want to do everything I can to make this last and be a long career. Can't turn back now, you know?
No way, and no one would let you. I don't think we'd let you turn back. We love your music. And you are just an amazing. You're a road warrior. I mean, you're just an amazing workhorse. How much you work and sing and perform, and your constant travel. It's just amazing. And then when you get up on stage, the energy you bring and the fun that you exude from your performance, people just flock to you. They thrive on your energy. I can't wait to see you at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. That's coming up in July.
It's going to be awesome.
That's a Saturday night, July 12th. You're going to be there. Dustin Lynch will be there, Joe Diffie. But you take the stage first and open up the big party night. It's going to kick off a great night for sure. Are you excited about hanging with Joe and Dustin there?
Oh, yeah. I've never met Joe, but I know he's super cool and really nice. And I know Dustin. I saw Dustin in May Week, man. Me and Dustin are good friends. He writes to the same publishing company, and we go way back. So it'll be fun to be with Dustin.
That's great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there. You know, did anybody ever tell you look like a young Elvis?
Yeah, I'm starting to get that a lot more.
Are you? I just had to say it.
You'll probably see me in my cowboy hat by the time. If I got the sun coming down on me, it's going to be hot and sweaty. My hair's not going to stand up anyway.
Well, you're going to be fantastic. We're really looking forward to having you. Stay in touch. Come back on the show. Thanks for stopping by, and we're looking forward to seeing you again. Kankakee Barbecue Fest.
Hey,
July.
Thank you. Always a blast.
Always welcome, John. Thanks so much. July 12th, John's party at Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Fest. Don't miss it. Tickets are on sale now. Don't miss this great night with John on Saturday, July 12th. Thanks so much, John. All right, I'm going to play your latest single, What I Can't Put Down, John Party.
Yay.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I knew the first time should have been the last time I ever let the whiskey touch my lips. Cause the devil wears black and he goes by Jack, and he's really good at helping me forget. I thought it was cool when I was a kid, walking around with a cigarette lit. On that old dirt road I let my first smoke, and I knew right then it wouldn't let me go. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Got a different kind of high when I touched her skin. When she laid it on me, she rocked my And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. These things are my way, yeah, I'm always picking up. But I can't put down. To my first smoky bar, cranked up the amp and played this guitar, and I'm singing along by the end of the night, and I knew I finally got one thing right, and it's all over.